ABC Radio Australia.
Well, Tonga's hoping to boost the delivery of education, health and other government services to its outermost islands with the signing of a 15-year satellite broadband deal. The agreement with Pacific Broadband Satellites Group comes just a couple of months after an undersea cable outage plunged the Pacific Island nation into a communications blackout for several weeks. As Nick Fogarty reports, experts are cautiously optimistic about this new deal, but do say that the length of the contract is somewhat surprising.
In terms of internet speeds, cable is king, and Tonga was an early adopter of the technology in the Pacific, allowing high-speed connections, especially on the main island, Tonga Tapu. It all went belly up in February, however, when a fault with the single undersea cable resulted in an almost total communications blackout. Satellite services stepped in while the cable was repaired, and one of the aims of this new deal between Tonga and Pacific is to lock in that backup as a long-term option. Bart Hogevane is a cyber capacity expert at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute.
I mean, and it makes perfect sense. I think one of the stated policies of Indo-region, and actually one of the recommendations I think from the community has always been to not just rely on submarine cable connectivity, but also to remain and maintain satellite coverage. That in particular applies to a really remote island.
However, he says the contract's length is unusual.
What may be a bit surprising is generally the length of the contract, a 15-year contract. The bulk of the other Pacific Island countries so far have signed a contract for about 5 years. It could have to do with just the level of investment that's required to get a satellite up there and cover the Tongan geography. And maybe even from the Tongan government, it makes sense to enter into a long-term arrangement rather than a relatively short-term arrangement of 4 to 5 years, just to provide sustainability and an enduring commitment also from the company.
Tonga's Minister for Commerce, Dr. Tevita Tuioata, couldn't be reached for comment on the length or cost of the deal, but at its announcement, he praised Pacific for its responsiveness after this year's cable outage when they stepped in to help. Since 2017, the Singapore-based company's network has used coverage from other satellites, but later this year they'll be launching their own satellite into space, with Tonga on board as one of quite a few customers. Alan Strickland is a shareholder in Pacific as a director of Oceania Women's Network Satellite Systems, which has a seat on Pacific's board. She also works as an ICT researcher and consultant in the Pacific.
The details of the deals in terms of price and length are obviously something that, you know, the government would have had to weigh quite carefully. The economics of connecting small countries to the internet are difficult in terms of very expensive infrastructure per person, if you will. I guess I can't really comment particularly on the duration, except to say, you know, I'm sure there was a lot considered by the government and trying to figure out a deal that worked for everybody.
Ellen Strickland says more than most regions, the Pacific needs contingency plans in place for its communications networks.
The Pacific region is a region that's really prone to, has really high rate of shark bite cable incidents. Actually, there's a lot of geologic activity going on. So I think within the region, that most governments understand that cable is really important and useful, but that it has, you know, limitations and potential for failure. Thinking about backups is something that every government has been doing.
The government is trumpeting the project as the final piece of the puzzle in its goal of giving full broadband access to all residents of Tonga. The success of that hangs on its ability to deliver on one of the key aims of the project, which is to allow reliable access to e-government applications and to run government infrastructure like hospitals, schools, police stations and post offices. During the undersea cable outage, these services, including the disaster warning office, were all offline. But Bart Hogevane says up to now, Tonga has been a leader in the online area.
There's definitely the ambition from the Tongan government to be pretty forward-leaning in this regard. The extent to which they're able to really implement quite ambitious programs, I think that remains to be seen. But definitely this minister and I think the government as a whole definitely has that ambition.